Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Great music track there, and in case you're wondering, this is a very bad impression of Jack Ebling. My name is David Brown, and I have the pleasure of filling in for Jack tonight. Jack will be back on the air this coming Thursday, and we're doing a little bit of an MSU night here tonight. It's been fun talking with folks on everything from the bowl tour coming up to Tim Bogracos, who has been leading young alumni relations for Michigan State University, to alum Kevin Shaw just a moment ago with some of the great works he's doing with NFL Films. And it's a distinct pleasure to welcome to our program tonight a fellow I've had the good fortune of working with over the years at Michigan State University. He's got a great title now. He's the Associate Athletic Director for Communications at Michigan State University. I'd like to welcome John Lewandowski. Hi, John.
Hey, David. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine tonight. Are you a little geeked up tonight?
A little excited. It's been a long season. In fact, I had a conversation with Coach D'Antonio last week where, you know, everybody talks about little giants and the overtime win over Notre Dame. And, David, at times it seems like that game wasn't months ago, but it was years ago. But it has been very exciting, exhausting at times. But anytime you can go through a championship football season and sit at 11-1 and have some national attention, it's worth the extra hours.
Well, can you think of a better matchup with the team and coaches?
No question about it, David. There's so many storylines in that game. Obviously, we would have loved to have been invited to the BCS to be part of that, especially for a first-time appearance in it. But, you know, the cards were kind of stacked against us, and it was hard to overcome the brand name of Ohio State since we're kind of the new kids on the block. But when you put down Michigan State against the defending national champions in Alabama, there's no better way to win some additional national credibility than by beating that football team that was ranked number one in the preseason.
You know, I had a chance the other day to dig out an old tape from the attic that I shot back in 1988. I was, I think, the only camera in the locker room following the Rose Bowl victory. I never saw the end of the game. I sprinted down literally from the press deck into the locker room and just waited for Coach Perlis and the team to come in. And what fun to take a look at that and feel the raw energy. And if you look very carefully in that little video clip, you'll see a very young-looking Nick Saban zip through. And Coach Perlis giving a shout-out to Nick Saban way back when he was a lowly assistant.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, though. That experience in the locker room, you'll never forget that moment. I'll never forget the moment, you know, at State College when the team came in after winning that game on the road at Penn State to get a share of the title. And you just don't forget those memories. And, you know, who knows where those coaches from the assistants on Mark D'Antonio's staff will be 5-10 years from now, because I'm certain that many of them will have an opportunity to move on and become a head coach. But to see the sheer joy and excitement that the fruits of their labor probably finally being rewarded, there's just no feeling like it. And I know that last year during the preparation for the Alamo Bowl, Coach D'Antonio felt like this team had a chance to be special. And certainly when Greg Jones announced in February that he was going to return for his senior year to pursue a championship, that kind of added another piece to the cog in the fact that he was a great leader who decided to come back and forego the NFL career for a year. And to see him come back and see his dream realized of playing on a championship team, it's just great. But the bar has been set now by this senior class, the winningest senior class in school history. And now the redshirt freshmen, the freshmen, sophomores, juniors, they've got to move the ball forward more and hopefully push it to where this team isn't a BCS game a year from now.
Well, you know, in a way, with all of the great things that have happened this season and the wonderful statistics and the many firsts that we've had, I can't help but feel that hasn't contributed just a touch to some of the folks out there that are disappointed that we're not in a BCS game.
There's no question about it. I mean, let's face it, David, that, you know, the fans have waited 20 years for a Big Ten championship. And, you know, you gotta go by with the way the rules are put in play, with the fact that they only allow two teams from one conference to be accepted into the BCS makes it difficult. But, you know, how rare is it to have three 11-1 teams from the same conference?
Yeah.
And the fact that we all didn't cross over and play each other made it that much more difficult. But, you know, there's gotta be some way to tweak the system a little bit. I know that Mark Hollis, our athletic director, has been in conversation with Commissioner Jim Delaney to try to move some idea forward. forward. But, you know, the thing will have to be tweaked as we move along the way to make that system a little bit more fair. I know that, you know, the UConn folks are happy about being in a bowl game and being in a BCS game as they're the Big East champion. But to have a champion in there with four losses and a team at 11-1 like Michigan State, just on the fringe and just out of the BCS, I mean, that's kind of a difficult pill to swallow.
Hey, can you give us a brief glimpse into what we can expect in terms of what the team will be doing, their travel plans and so forth?
Sure, absolutely. And let me tell you, too, David, before I forget, you know, as of about 5:30 tonight, the ticket office had sold more than 9,000 of the 12,500 tickets that we received in our initial allotment. And I know that we've requested additional tickets, but that's certainly a great start for the first day. So obviously,
sure,
a lot of folks sharing the excitement of playing against Alabama. But, you know, right now the team already had its first practice. In fact, the last Friday, it was kind of a, what coach calls a technique practice. And it's really an opportunity, David, to get those redshirt freshmen who really didn't get an opportunity to work with anything but the scout team this year, to get them some reps with the ones and twos. And they did that Friday. Obviously, at that point, not even know what bowl game we're going to be in, but we'll have a similar practice like that tomorrow. The guys will practice again this week, okay, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then obviously all next week they take off for final exams. Then they're back at it on Friday the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th, and then they'll break for the holidays, okay, before we leave for Orlando on the afternoon of Christmas Day.
All right, John, we got to wrap it up right there. We got a hard break coming out. Thanks so much for coming on and give us a glimpse into this year's team and the bowl. We do appreciate it. John Lewandowski,
anytime,
take care, my friend. And my name is David Brown. We'll be back in just a few.